and you break the whites into a little entering bowl.
Into the soup, the most fun you'll have in your kitchen with your clothes on. It's about jumping in, getting your hands dirty, and getting off of the recipe page. We take a bite out of life and we live in the now. Blazing trails, meeting characters, sharing stories, and making things happen. So open your ears and close your mouth, and let's get into the soup with Heidi Lee.
Hey there, boys and girls. This is Heidi Lee, and you are into the soup right here on KWSS 93.9. My rockin' radio redhead, Emily King.
Good evening. I mean, midday.
Yeah, whatever it is, I'm not sure. How are you?
I'm good.
You're good? I'm good. It's all good.
We're hanging in there.
Yeah, we're actually at Tracy Dempsey Originals, and we're in the back baking room, and we have a drink prepared by some lovely people that I'll introduce later, but doesn't this look like something that you would get on Fantasy Island?
Yes.
Right?
I just noticed
Zipline!
And you have a monkey hanging out of yours.
You have a monkey hanging out of yours.
I do. Oh,
everybody has a monkey hanging out of theirs. I know. Oh. In my favorite colors, I got a green straw and a green monkey, a green umbrella. I mean, these guys are like hanging with the like color coordination.
Usually. Can't say we've ever had anything this festive.
I know. I love it. It's like, welcome to Fantasy Island. This is going to be a fun show. I'm already getting there. So we spent some time with each other, well, not much, but
not
up in Flagstaff this
passed.
Weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that was fun.
That was awesome.
Before I forget, then I have to tell, we got a couple of stories from up there, so I have to say a big, huge thank you to Horizon Carpet Cleaning. You can find them at mycarpetguys.com. So we had a grand opening ribbon cutting for CCAP last week, and the office space that we have, which is donated, which is very lovely, by Small Matters Institute, the floor was like old blue-white linoleum. And it was not blue and white anymore. It was really kind of hard to tell.
It was colors.
And so Jill and I were talking about it, and I'm like, you know what? Let me call this guy that he's been doing my carpets forever. So I called up Bob Mistretta, and I said, hey, Bob, you know, here's the deal. Would you help us out? And he said, absolutely. So this is a cool thing about Bob. About 7 years ago, I was having a family reunion, and my cat decided to be in the middle of the house. And we all know how charming and lovely that is. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have a carpet cleaner at the time, so I called, and he came over on a Sunday. He owns the company, came over on a Sunday with some sort of a mixture and got the smell out of the house.
Awesome.
Yes, and he's been my carpet cleaning person, yeah, ever since. And so big thanks to him for helping us out with CCAP. The floors look gorgeous. So Bob Mistretta, Horizon Carpet Cleaning, or mycarpetguys.com. So I almost needed to take my car to him because I got stuck in the mud.
I saw the pictures.
Did you see that?
That was awesome.
It was great.
I especially like Sammy. She was just turned around in the car like in disgust. She's like,
actually,
she
was totally loving it. Because we're takeoff, so we get off the 40 like 3 miles out of Williams. Mm-hmm. And we're going to go look at some property up there. And the first road you take is called Mountain Man Trail. And I'm like, okay, hey. I got this. And the whole area around it looks kind of like a bog. And so on either side of it are this embankment with a ditch that's got, it's full of water. So I see, you know, most of the dirt roads back there are red. Mm-hmm. And I think they call it splinter. I'm not sure exactly. So there was this one area that wasn't, and it was black. And it was some mud puddles and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, no big deal. You know, we don't have a four-wheel drive. So we started through it, and I'm like, oh. And I started fishtailing, and it was like driving on oil.
Oh,
it was so
gosh.
Slick. And Sammy's over there going, you can do it, Mom.
Yeah,
and I've got that, you know, white knuckle thing on my car. Yeah, going, yeah, baby, I got this. And inside I'm going, oh, my God. And the last thing I wanted to do was, like, go into that embankment.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, oh, God. So I'm thinking, okay, how do I drive through this crap? I haven't done it forever. So we get to a point where it's dry, and I'm like, I'm turning around. Turn around. Get stuck. Start spinning. Can't do it. It's like, okay, we're here. Some dude in a four-wheel drive Jeep just drives by, waves, hey. And then this other guy comes up and rolls down his window. He's like, hey, you guys okay? And we're like, well, we're stuck. And he goes, hey. And he was just the coolest dude. He's got his two little kids in the back. And he goes, I live right down the street. Let me go get my tow rope. Long story short, he pulled us out.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
Neighbors.
And it was pretty cool. I know. And so the inches, so, but the mud was like halfway up my hiking boots.
Wow.
It was so thick and just nasty greasy.
And Sammy had to get some new shoes.
Yes, she did. We had to take her to Target and get some new shoes because hers was destroyed. What girl, what 18-year-old girl only brings one pair of shoes on a trip? She happens to be here. Yeah, so I didn't do that again. Anyway, you had some, you know, car issues.
A little excitement.
Did
you? On the way home. Yeah, so actually it was hilarious because I haven't gotten a ticket in forever. Probably since I was like 22 or something, and I'm not 22 anymore, just so you all know. And so I felt really good about myself. I'm like, and I was thinking this as I was driving down, right?
And I texted you right before you left.
Yeah,
drive
safely. And so, of course, you were the first person I texted. But I'm about 5 minutes away from home, and a cop passes me going the other way, swings around, follows me for a little while, and then finally pulls me over. So I'm like, oh, crap, Sarah, I just jinxed myself. So I pull over, and he comes around to the passenger side of the car instead of the driver's side. I guess I didn't pull over far enough for him.
Oh.
He was Salt River Police, hats off to them. And I'm like, I'm definitely going to get a ticket. It's a holiday weekend. So he asked me for my license, registration. I go to get into my glove compartment. He's sitting right there. He's standing right outside
my
window.
Oh, that's right. On the passenger side.
Yeah.
So he's got a bird's eye view. Right. What do you have in there? Did it explode with things?
No, as I was going to my glove compartment, I was like, I wonder what's in there. So I open it up, and inside my glove compartment, I have cat treats, a pick, like a hair pick, and a roll of toilet paper from when I was sick. I had Kleenexes.
Charming.
Wouldn't even work. Yeah, exactly. So he just kind of looks in there. I give him the papers and everything, and he looks over
bright
my
papers.
Stuff, hands them back to me, and says, "So are you a virgin?"
No.
No, I'm just kidding. Oh. No, instead he said, I'm going to let you off with a warning.
Emily, that was great. Did you plan that?
No, he was cool. Thank you, Officer Aldaco of the Salt River
Aldaco?
Police. Yes.
Okay,
he was very
nice.
Cool. He's very nice. He definitely didn't ask me that question. He's very
very
professional about it. Yeah.
Unfortunately, it still exists
out there
in other places.
But I'm sure that's what he was thinking, though.
Yeah, probably, because you're so hot, and you're still pretty close to 22, so you know.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, hello. It's me again, Emily King of Into the Soup, and you are listening to KWSS 93.9 FM. And next up, we have chef, restaurant owner, and most importantly, Into the Soup GoFundMe donor, John Conley, who welcomed us with open arms back in April. This guy is kind of a big deal. He has been featured on the Food Network, and he owns two thriving restaurants in Flagstaff. You know them as Fat Olives and Salsa Brava. And if you don't know them, you need to. So take a little road trip up north. Pick me up on your way. I'll chip in for gas. We can crash with my homies, also known as my parents, who also donated. And we'll check them out together. Stay tuned.
Hey there, boys and girls. Welcome back. This is Heidi Lee, and you are Into the Soup.
You're the only one that's ever done that.
You're the icon of culinary here in Flagstaff, Arizona, John Conley. He's been around nearly three decades, cooking up some food, making people happy, and doing very good things.
Oh.
You have. It's been so cool. I watch you all the time, and you have the biggest freaking smile, man. You post stuff on Facebook, and I'm just like, yeah. And you just recently welcomed Dutch Bros.
We
to
did.
Town, and you sold out Fat Olives for them. And you had like a little video camera going, and you put your face up there, and you're like, "What the?"
It was so cool. So I got to tell you the story. So Dutch Brothers, they opened the first one. We're like, "Sure, we'll do a buyout," and they were like, "Okay, great." So they do this whenever they open one up. They had just been to one in Phoenix prior. They had 600 people because as a Dutch Brothers employee, you can go to any opening. So,
oh my gosh.
So 150 people here. The owner flies in on his jet. He's got flip-flops on, cutoffs, and, like, his hat on backwards, and everything's all, yo, bra, and dude, and I'm all, whoa.
And he's gnarly.
It was so, I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So he gets up on a chair.
Here at Fat Olives.
In Fat Olives. Okay. And he proceeds to give one of the most inspirational talks I've ever heard. And I love that. As an owner, I'm like, oh, you know, and I could really resonate because our message is really the same. I mean, when it comes down to it, I tell my staff, listen, this is lunch and dinner. It is not life and death. Like,
right.
You know, we're going to make mistakes, and we need to embrace those and celebrate them and move forward. Just don't make them again. And, you know, our people really are the most important. This theory about the customer, with all due respect,
of course.
The customer is, you know, our source of revenue, and they pay our bills. But without a staff, and if you can't, you know, build the culture of family, you're screwed.
Yeah.
I mean, you're totally screwed. So this guy comes in, and then they proceed to have this rave. You saw the film.
I mean, it was so awesome.
It was crazy shifts. It was crazy. And yet, the people that were there were so respectful. They didn't overdrink. They ate the food. I mean, it went off flawless. I couldn't, you know.
That's fantastic.
Well, with leadership like that.
Yeah.
It was,
you know,
great.
That makes a big difference. And I think that you have the same leadership qualities because you're constantly on. You know, you give your staff, what, 2 or 3 parties a year?
We do. We shut down. We have a spring. We have a fall. We have a Christmas.
See how much I pay attention. Isn't
yeah.
that great?
Yeah. Yeah, we do. We, you know, without them, you know, we got nothing.
No.
So.
No. And attrition is one of the worst things.
Who likes to spend? It costs us $485 to train a server. It cost me almost $1,000 to train a cook.
Well, maybe that's why people lose people all the time, because they don't take the time to train them.
Well, you
it's
can
like,
train
give me the knowledge. You know?
You can spend the money training, which is expensive and takes a lot of time. But if you can invest on the backside, and you know the retention, our retention's about 3 times the industry average. And
congratulations.
And that really allows, we still have 85% of our opening team here 4 years later at Fat Olives. Our management team at Salsa Brava has been there 11 years.
Wow.
It's been, you know, and I think the trick is to create an environment where they have no option but to stay. Like, they're never going to want to look for another job.
Because it won't be this.
Yeah, they you know, I don't believe in a 41-hour work week. My managers work 40 hours. And they're, I mean, you know what it's like. It's 65-hour weeks. But quality of life, 40-hour work week, 2 days off in a row, 2, 3, 4 weeks paid vacation. Really, you know, create an environment where they don't even want to look.
Emily,
I have
like,
a really
I
important.
Here?
I was just going to
work for you.
Do you have any openings?
I need a dishwasher.
Wow. Yeah, I
I'll
think.
Do. As long as I get to eat a couple of meals here every day,
I put in my due diligence as a dishwasher.
No, so. And I think that's one of the biggest things why restaurants aren't successful. Is because they don't have a staff that stays. So it's turning, and you don't have a consistency of good service, because even if the food is, you know, meh, if I have good service and educated people, I'm good. I will come back.
It's so important you said that. Yesterday we had a staff meeting at Salsa Brava, and, you know, there's lots of statistics to prove just what you said. So we started our meeting off with a pinata. But in order, 8:30 in the morning, we got a pinata and it's stuffed with little airline bottles of booze. It's kind of funny.
Wow.
But
love you. I want a job.
But they have to answer a question.
Okay.
In order to take a swing at the pinata, and one of the first questions is, which is more important, service or food? And the reality is that if you go into an environment and you have great service and mediocre food, there's an 85% chance that you're going to come back. If you go in and you have really great food and terrible service, there's an 85% chance you will never go back.
Exactly.
It's a service. It's about people want this experience. They want to come in. They want to check out of life, and they want to check out. They want to be with the ones they love, talk about the day. And so it's about the people.
And be taken care of. I mean, it's part of what you're paying for.
Yeah.
It's like, make me feel comfortable, you know, and suggest something to me.
Yeah.
When we were at Lon's the other night, I'm like, what would you recommend? He goes, what are you looking for? And I said, either a pasta or a fish. Yeah. And he goes, okay, either the pork pappardelle or the skate wing.
Did I tell you I'm going to steal that pork pappardelle?
You did.
Okay.
And when you do, I want to come up and try it, because you're going to put it in your wood-fired oven to cook it off, right?
A pork pappardelle ragu.
Exactly. When we were in Italy, boar ragu.
Wow.
Oh.
Nice.
You got to play with that. Promise me you will, because whatever you come up with is going to be. I brought it back in jars for my friends and bought a suitcase to bring this back. It was absolutely. I did. Did I know you then?
No.
Yes, I did.
No.
Well, what were we talking about?
You didn't share. So.
I didn't. I'm sorry. So that's a big thing for keeping your people with you. And then I want to switch real quickly, because Emily and I have actually been covering this a lot with chefs, so it's seriously an issue.
Uh-oh.
And a lot of shows that we've been doing, it inevitably turns down this road of service and staff and quality, everything.
It really is. You know, I mean, it's not just, it's so important. I'm just kind of like stuttering. You know, when I look at an employee, I don't want to look at a server. I want to look at the whole person, because they got a lot going on outside the restaurant too. And this is, you know, use this place as a place to come check out, you know, to leave your life behind. And
well, and for the most part, they're young people.
Yeah.
And they have a lot going on, and they have a lot of big decisions that they're making, and they're falling in love, and they're falling out of love, like, and they have to buy a car, and they need new tires, you know?
Yep.
And that's their major stress of their life. So
yeah.
for you to provide an environment where you can come in and just say, just do your job and chill, man. Have a good time.
Come in and have fun. And if you're having fun, you know, I wish I could. So back to this guy from Dutch Brothers. He stands up and he says, and this is really ties in with what you're saying. I won't use the word that he used because I can't, because I was told I can't before I started the show.
So, we'll know what
so
it
he's
is.
On this chair. He's looking at 150 people, and he goes, raise your hand if you are one of the new opening team members. 25 people raise their hand. He goes, I got a word for you. You're going to F this whole thing up. And the crowd went wild. And he's standing on a chair. He's like, you 25 people, you're going to F this whole thing up. And you know what? We're going to be here to catch you. We've got the support.
We totally
expect that, and you're not going to hit your head.
I got goosebumps. Yeah.
I did too.
And it was like,
I wish somebody would tell me that.
Yeah.
I did.
And he's like, he said, this company is going to embrace that moment when you F it up.
And that's why they're fantastically successful. That's wonderful. Wow.
Really how cool. Inspiring. That's really cool.
What were we talking about before? Pappardelle with pulled pork rinds?
Yeah. All so, right. You know, that just gives you the
employee retention.
How much we got left?
We've got time.
Oh, we do? Okay.
Yeah.
So, guys, grocery games.
Guys,
I can't believe
games.
I missed that with
I know,
you on it.
Like, hello.
I know. And so you won.
I won.
And you won $16,000.
I crushed it.
Did you? What was your entree that you had to do? Last dish?
You know, the last dish I did, they gave us pork spare ribs. You got 20 minutes. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, here's a pretty tough protein. So I went and I got a pressure cooker, apple juice, some honey, some ketchup, brown sugar. 12 minutes in the pressure cooker, it came out like it was the bomb. And so...
nice.
It was hard.
It was way hard. 20 minutes for an entree?
20 minutes, yeah. And, you know, they don't prompt you. There's some shows out there on the Food Network where you get a little bit of a hint. There's no hint.
Right.
It's like, here we go. And it was hard. It was hard. And then, so I won $16,000. I'm actually very proud of this.
You should be.
My son, who has trisomy 21, he has Down syndrome, mm-hmm. Adam, is an avid athlete with Special Olympics. So we took the 16 grand, we brought it back to Flagstaff, and I put it up for a matching fund. So we hope to turn it into 32,000.
Oh, that's great.
And what we did, what this community did was turn it into 52,000.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So it was really amazing. I mean, I get
did you cry?
I cried many times.
He like to participate in, or what's his event?
Anything with movement. I mean, he just did, on Friday was the outdoor, was track. He did the javelin, the 50 yards, the 4x100 relay. He did long jump, came home with 3 gold medals. And
is he so proud of his dad? Does he appreciate it, understand what you're doing?
Yeah, he does. Adam's very high functioning. He knows what's going on. He loves, you know, we're going to get him in the restaurant this summer, and he'll be bussing tables.
Right
and
on. Oh, that's great.
I got a littler one, Ivan, who's totally into the kitchen.
How old is he?
He's 11, and he makes a chicken marsala that will totally, you know, his thing
so
is.
So wait a minute. You have 19.
I know.
17. And 11.
And 11.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
So
you did that, and so you have. Isn't Guy Fieri going to help you out and try to do more stuff? And
you and
Bo and all the big boys down south are going to head back? And
yeah, well, Bo's there right now, I believe. They're filming, I think, season 1,644 or whatever it is. But I have been invited back. They're going to be doing another one that has – I'm not the only one who has donated the money. And so here's Ryan. We have 1 minute left, and he shows up.
I love it. Oh, yeah. So we'll come back, and Ryan can explain what we're going to do. Oh, dude.
Oh, my God.
Can I get a to-go box to take this home?
Oh, there's our burrata.
Okay, nice. Pitchers.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we've got a margarita pizza, burrata. We've got some charcuterie. And can I lick that plate, do you think,
wow.
John? Would that be okay?
That looks really good, Ryan. Nice job. Yeah.
You can lick it as long as I get a picture. Good.
Oh, that reminds me of a joke, but I'm not going to go there. All right, this is Heidi Lee. You're into the soup. God. Take it, John.
.com.
We're coming into segment 4, our last one. Dang, these shows go fast. We will be right back. KWSS 93.9.
Can I just say that John Conley's IntoTheSoup.coming made me weep? Yeah, it was that good. That in itself, John, was a gift to Into the Soup. But he didn't stop there. Oh, no, he did not, girl. He donated, and you can too. Next up, we have Jeff Krause, chef and owner of the Crepe Bar in Tempe, discussing his passion for all things local, down to his tattoo artist. His joint is seriously one of the best I've been to this year. In fact, I think I still have hummus on my laptop, but I'm okay with that. Check out this awesome dude and his awesome food at the Crepe Bar Wednesday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Good luck finding a table.
Cool. We've done one other thing together. No, yeah. One thing? One thing.
On your truck.
Yeah.
On Frank's.
On Frank, yeah. At Agritopia, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was the coolest thing ever.
Remember that thing?
Remember that thing we did on your truck?
Yeah, we put a fire. We built, like, built a fire
outside.
Up front. Yeah.
We did.
Really?
We did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Roasted chestnuts?
Yeah.
Was it chestnuts?
On an open fire.
Yeah.
.com. It was mocha. Remember? It was like a Nordic hot chocolate.
Yeah, Nordic hot chocolate.
Yeah, it was just like we got everybody involved, and it was pretty cool. Yeah.
Very, mulled wine, maybe?
It was cool, yeah.
Yeah.
That's very
and
cool.
Chef kept bossing me around. He's like,
I want to start doing that. I'm it's kind of in the works, and I'll share it just because it's fun. I want to start going back behind in the back of the house with chefs.
Are you ready to release the name that you
well,
gave me?
Well, no, it was going to be... Oh, no, I do that all day long, so I don't need to do that with you. I'll let them boss me around, but I think the working title is Up in Your Kitchen with Into the Soup.
Damn, dude. Be my first. Can I be the first?
Can we get
can I be the first?
Snoop Dogg, well, if you're out there, I want like you to be on this.
Brian Archibald keeps trying to get me in his kitchen, and then he goes, well, I had a meeting. And it's like, dude, you missed three times, three strikes, you're out. So you're up next.
Hey, bada. Let me in.
If I come and play, we have to call it a clip.
Done. Call it whatever you want.
Okay, so let's talk about your menu a little bit. Because he just showed me a picture of your octopus crepe.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So how do you do that? So I love savory. I'm not a big sweet eater.
Have you checked the menu out? Dude, it's so...
No.
It's so...
Because I just reached out to you on like Monday.
Well, this menu represents everything that I'm all into.
Okay.
The community, my farmers, my friends, technique. And people eating with their hands.
Oh, cool.
If I could, I would just
eat everything with your hands.
Yeah, yeah, dude, you know what I mean? Too. Like, get dirty. My farmers are dirty. We get dirty. Eat. You know what I mean?
I'm not even going.
So the menu,
well, you can eat soup with your hands.
Well, I just want to do this.
Yeah.
And I want to.
It's really good.
How do you make that noise?
Slurp.
The slurp. You got to do the slurp. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So octopus, yeah. Octopus is on the menu. It's like little, I don't know. It's just a fun menu. It's just...
hummus, chorizo, cotija, avocado, and adobo.
Yeah, so good, man. And you gotta eat it with your hands.
Do you just add things on your whim, or...
No, because I'm not that kind of chef. Like, I'm very thought out. It's very thoughtful. It's very methodical. But when I'm in those moments, for me, because I do have a creative, like, burst, mm-hmm. and that's what we snack. We snack a lot of people. And that's where the soul comes into play.
Okay.
Awesome. That's just where we get off of the norm and get into the abnormal and just create.
So when you say savory, go ahead, Em.
Oh, by snacks. So you just like, you're like snack time and you bring out like a tray of stuff.
Well,
so
no, it's like individuals. It's an individual snack. It's like if you want to get fancy, like the crepe, it's like an amuse-bouche. So it's like one bite, two bites. You got to eat it with your hands. Mm-hmm. Don't ask questions. Just take it.
Don't ask questions. Here you go. We're not going to tell you what this is.
Well, we do tell
you. And if you're celiac or gluten-free.
Like, do you have any allergies, aversions? Okay, good. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Okay, so when you do your savory crepes as opposed to your sweet, do you herb them differently for each of these different dishes? So, like, with your rosemary, duck, and Havarti, does that particular batter have a different flavor profile?
It does. So, I think I have five batters. I think there's a buckwheat, there's an...
He's going into science mode. Can you guys feel it?
It's so much science. I have a coffee crepe. I have a chocolate crepe. I have a gluten-free chickpea crepe. So, they're all seasoned with what we have. And the idea with this menu is to have no waste.
Okay.
So we make make our own culture creams. We make our own breads, except for Noble, because we use Noble. Shout out to Noble. But I do use and make our own butters that go on that bread. You know what I mean?
You do?
We do.
Do you have like a big old churner? How do you make your butter?
Hand. What's it? Going really? Old school. Mm. Like, again, like with our hands. You know what I mean?
Right on. Where did you learn? Did you go to school or are you self-taught? I don't really know, actually.
Both.
Okay.
I dropped.
Well, I think you're always self-taught. I mean, if you don't keep teaching yourself, then yeah.
You have to. But I did go to Chic Institute in Chicago, and I dropped out.
Chic?
Yeah, Cooking Hospitality Institute of Chicago.
Oh, okay, sorry.
But I dropped out and then just did a... Don't you know?
No.
I'm
no.
Chic is so chic. That's pretty funny. Yes, I mean, I most of this... It's kind of funny because this is my second time today on
oh,
radio.
I saw that earlier.
My one of my mentors.
So you're up
one
in
of
me,
heroes.
Man.
No.
No, I'm kidding.
Chef Pascal's so French. Like yes. To get him to like, you know, break a laugh. It's kind of hard. So I'm sitting there with him today, and we were talking about school, and I learned a lot from him when I moved out here. I took a practical series with him. It was 6 months at the.
He's at Classic Culinary Academy.
Yeah,
yes. Okay. See, I know a few things.
He's super cool.
I've heard that. I've not met him.
He's awesome. He's a cool dude. But yeah, I mean, I went to culinary school, but a lot of what I learned, science-based and the art aspect, is just soulful. You can't teach that.
No,
you know what I mean?
You can't.
No,
you can't. You've either got it or you don't.
That's right.
Yeah, and you find that when you, because I went to culinary school too, just recently, okay. Which is unusual. And I found that with fellow students, it's either you're not here for the paycheck, you know, and if that's the first question they ask when you have someone coming in to, you know, looking for people to work for them, when they say, how much do you pay? It's like, not any more than the other guy does, you know, so it's about the position and it's about what you can learn and what you can glean from, you know, and gain a mentor.
Yeah.
You know, if you can, so do you have a mentor? Was it him or was it somebody else?
He's one. I have many.
You have many.
Like
guys.
There's a lot of people that I look up to for inspiration and just guidance. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I surround myself with those people. And I feel as a relationship for it to work, there has to be like that cycle, right? Of just like things to offer.
Well, and you get it from so many different avenues in this business because you can have a mentor who is a business person.
Yeah.
Or a real estate person.
Yeah.
Or even someone that sells you your equipment. You know, that person
so
can be a teacher for you. So it's not just somebody that's got their hands in the bowl and mixing things around. You know, it's all aspects of the community that we live in that is the world of food.
So true.
It's
so
fun,
this is a little off the, but you are like walking art basically. Like you should see this guy. He's tatted up. His tats are awesome. They're like super bright colored. So my question is, being an artistic person, culinary wise, did you design all of them or did you draw those or what's your thought pattern on those?
My food plates, I do draw. But the art that's on me right now is like a milestone. The most recent, I got to show you, it's a pomegranate.
Okay.
To just it represents just death and rebirth, right? Uh-huh. But I have a tattoo guy who's deaf. His name's Tattoo Polsky out of Golden Rule. So it's cool. I'll give him a couple of, like, five pointers of, like, concept ideas, and I just let him do his thing.
Right on.
And he's designed every one of them.
That's a lot of trust.
So cool. And they're awesome.
Thank you.
I follow him on Instagram or something somehow. I wonder if it was through you. I keep saying next time I get my tattoo.
Oh, he's so cool. Because you know why? Because he says less and just does.
Yeah.
And he's so emotional. You know what I mean? And it's just deep. And for me, it's like to sit there. And this was probably the hardest one ever on the neck. But he just is into it. Just like I am into food. Like Chef Adam is into food. Like this dude is into making his bottle openers. And this dude into making coffee. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
You into making radio. You into bringing people together. That's what it's fucking about. You know what I mean? People who do and not say.
You just broke a gray barrier. I didn't hear it. That's what editing's for.
Okay.
I don't think they're going to come after us. And if they do, any publicity is good publicity, right?
Folks, in case you forgot, you are listening to Into the Soup on KWSS 93.9 FM, and this is Emily King coming to you pre-recorded from Mesa. Jennifer Caraway, a super rad human being who recently opened the Joy Bus Diner, is in this next segment, along with Colby Emerson, service manager at Josephine's in Flagstaff. which is really another spot you must visit on your road trip up the mountain. While you're checking out that link to our GoFundMe page on Facebook, please also pop over to the Joy Bus Diner so that you can see all of the good work that this lady and her diner are doing for the community. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy these goofballs.
Welcome back to Into the Soup. I'm your host, Heidi Lee, and my co-host, Emily King, is here on the board.
Right here. Yep. On the board.
Yeah, and I'm so proud of you for not having your phone out and having that particular app up.
I've been real good today.
I know it.
I only caught one Pokemon at my desk.
Really?
It was naughty. Yep.
It was a naughty Pokemon?
No, I was being naughty.
Oh, okay.
It was an Ekans.
Well, all the Pokemon are naughty as far as I'm concerned. They're evil little bastards. So we are here at Joy Bus Diner with Jennifer Caraway.
Hi.
Hello, my dear.
So happy you guys get to check out our new place.
I'm so happy for you. So when did you open?
We opened yesterday.
Yesterday, which is actually Tuesday because everybody's hearing us on Saturday. I know that's confusing. Put the pipe down. So
I've been a little reluctant kind of saying that we're open because I didn't want a bunch of people coming in and us getting slammed and somehow screwing it up and then never coming back again.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's cool. That's a good idea.
But I kind of have
doing
to
a
say
slow,
it
a slow open. Okay, so you are open.
I am open.
Okay, so it is now Saturday at noon. So are you open now for lunch and how late? So give me your hours and all that kind of stuff.
We are open... I should know this, right?
You should. I think I know it.
We're open Tuesday through Sunday from 6 to 2, so it's just breakfast and lunch.
Okay, that's fantastic. You've been working for this for a long time.
Oh, my goodness, almost 5 years. Well, no, over 5 years.
Okay.
We've been working towards
this. But you started out with the Joy Bus Diner, which was just a delivery of meals to homebound cancer patients.
Correct.
Right, okay. And so then you just realized, I need to be able to keep this sustainable, and so I don't need these glasses anymore because I don't have any show notes. We're just going to wing it.
But you look good.
Oh, thanks. Those are hot. Someone's going to need to get a picture with, you know,
oh,
picture
definitely.
Of me with those.
Intellectual, Heidi.
You know, I can be. Come on. I'm not just all left
you
brain.
Are.
I know. So then you realized that you needed to have it be more sustainable, have more funds coming in, and so you went for an actual brick and mortar.
Correct. Well, because we needed to put the money out there for a kitchen anyway, because we were borrowing kitchens from the super awesome local chefs all around town. And so we needed to find a kitchen. So we were going to have that expense anyway.
Okay.
And rather than just constantly fundraising to try to pull it off, we thought that with this kitchen that we could turn it into some sort of self-sustainable diner that's open to the public for breakfast and lunch, and then 100% of the proceeds will fund our free programs.
That's great. That's great.
That's the plan.
Okay, we'll see. Everybody needs to come in. So you're at 33rd Street and Shea in the Shea Plaza. Okay, and you open at 6 a.m.
Correct.
And you're open until 2.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do breakfast all day and lunch all day, or do you switch up and say 11 we start serving lunch? Or
we switch it up at 11, but we're pretty flexible.
Okay, I need those glasses back because you're many. You know what? You might have a lot of older people coming in here. You might want to look at a larger font.
Or at least so that I can see it.
Just can't.
So I'm going to look at this a little bit more so I can talk more into it later rather than perusing it just now. We want to introduce our another guest, Colby Emerson.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm great.
It's so nice that you're here.
Yeah.
I can't believe you did this.
Well, it was, 48 hours ago?
Yeah, something like that. So Monday
zip
night.
Down the mountain. Are you going back up tonight?
I'm going back up tonight. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
my
so, Monday night, I was up in Flagstaff with Flagstaff, and he's like, I'm going to take you to Josephine's Bistro. Get ready. And I'm like, okay. So we go, and it was 9 o'clock, and he pulled up, and he walked up, and he says, hey, can you take another two-top? And this is what this guy says. The more the merrier, of course you can.
Nice.
I yelled it at him. just like that. Yeah.
No, actually, he was very gracious, and, you know, he's got, like, the vest and the tie, and I'm surprised you didn't have a cravat or something like that. And the jacket, you know, just totally, you know, five stars.
Very slick.
Very
slick. That's what we're going for, yeah.
And we had an amazing dinner. And what we found was, you know, every once in a while, because Keith's in the industry as well. So every once in a while, and he talks so much more than I thought he ever would. I thought he was this really kind of shy, timid guy, but man, you get him started.
Yeah, not the impression I
And we talked wines and we talked this and you were, advising on the menu, and I asked between the special, which was a Chilean sea bass, right?
Correct.
With that sweet chili glaze.
It's a mango citrus gastrique.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That and the Chiappino. Mm-hmm. And so you actually said, go with the Chiappino. Correct. And I was like, ugh. So I did. And the thing that scares me about Chiappinos is you got to have someone that knows when a particular type of fish is cooked. Because when you've got four or five different types of fish in a stew, you don't throw them all in at the same time.
Exactly.
And they knew what they were doing. And it was beautiful. And then he came out and he said, well, you know, I didn't want to see you go unhappy. And he brought us a plate of the sea bass.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sealed
I
the
know,
deal.
Right?
Aw.
Yeah.
He wants to be able to walk out of there. You
know? Well, and then I think we forgot our leftovers, didn't we?
Yeah, I realized that a little bit later.
He's like, dinner? No, do you count on that when you see super drunk customers? You're like, I'm just going to order something extra. Dinner to take home?
We got a whole stack of those things in the back. Yeah.
Here's for the dishwasher, the busser. Yeah,
we just put them all in the blender and drink them.
So how long have you been up there, Josephine? And what's your chef's name? Tony Cosentino?
Tony Cosentino.
Cosentino.
Yep.
Okay. It's a beautiful place.
It's
a bistro.
Yeah, so it's a craftsman style bungalow.
Ooh.
That was built in 1911.
Wow.
Malachi stone on the outside, so it's kind of that lava rock. It's got a little purple look to it. And yeah,
well, we were there at 9, so I couldn't see the purple.
Yeah.
But the outside seating was absolutely gorgeous. And wait a minute, didn't you work there a little bit, Jen?
I worked there a little bit, briefly, as a dishwasher until I was told some few choice words in French. Thank God I didn't understand, but I got the point.
Really? Do you know any choice words in French?
No.
Oh, me neither. Shoot, Sammy should be here.
Let's do Spanish.
Yeah, we can. Go ahead, because they're French.
Merde.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that, yeah.
Everybody knows.
I know that one.
Doesn't, yeah. Okay. Fondue. Oh, wait, no, that's Italian.
Fondue?
We are vulgar in so many different languages.
I know.
Our mothers would be so proud.
So you've been there. What is your position?
I'm the lead server.
Your
and
lead
the
server.
Service manager.
Okay.
Yep.
So you have to deal with people?
Yeah.
That's
fun. If you want to call them that.
People?
All the time.
Oh, yeah, in the restaurant industry? Do we actually call
human
them people?
Being?
He's really more of a customer wrangler.
Stick to that cowboy theme.
I prefer to call manager.
I was actually thinking about the people that you work with, not the people that are customers.
We've got a great team.
But you got both.
Honestly,
okay.
That thought doesn't cross my mind.
Oh, that's good. Congratulations.
No, our guests are great, too, but...
But you didn't start in this industry. This isn't what you, like, most of us don't. I mean, it's, you know.
Yeah, no.
Not by choice.
it's kind of just osmosis and some, you know, I was trying to support my music habit.
You have a music habit?
Yeah.
What instrument do you play?
Guitar, drums.
Nice. Do you have any vocals?
Kazoo,
or are you all?
The recorder.
Some harmonica on the weekends.
The steering wheel.
This is fun because you're an instrumentalist as
well. Like kindred spirits.
Well, you're a kindred spirit with everybody you meet. I seriously believe that. You meet Jen and she goes, "You're totally rad." You're like, "I love you."
I'm never going to live this down ever.
Well, you say it all the time, so it's hard not to, but I love it. And the fact that you're not from California makes it even more lovely.
What do you play, Jen?
The bass.
The bass.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still play?
The bass. Yeah, I play with an Irish band every once in a while.
Oh, awesome.
And there goes the martini.
I'm going to wipe my glasses off now.
It's not cool to like be punk at 40, so I had to switch it up a little bit. So I'd do a little Galway Girl, a little Crooked Jack.
All right, those
mix it up a little bit.
Those are good tunes.
Yes.
I love it. Irish music's
my old
back.
Friends would be proud. Or Disturbed.
Your last name's not Adana. O'Reilly.
She's got to change it up every now and then.
Caraway as in the seed. I love those on a pizza.
Oh, go ahead. Laugh away. Laugh away.
I just wasn't expecting you to say Irish, and I just took a sip
so
of my martini.
Are we going to see you up at the Celtic Festival next week?
Right.
This weekend.
Yeah, in Flag.
That's
I don't know. We're sitting in this diner that I just opened yesterday, so
my vacation
my
time.
Plans so for the near future.
So I'm going to take that as a maybe. Yeah.
So basically, in your little corner office where you have a picture of your boyfriend.
He's hot, right?
He's totally hot. He plays soccer for Qatar. Yeah.
That's their sponsor.
Yeah. It's Barcelona. He's from Argentina, and he's the best soccer player in the world.
Okay, can we delete that?
Wow. Okay, oh, now so I look ignorant. Like an
Can I drop this mic?
Well, I just saw Qatar across his shirt.
Lionel Messi, mic drop.
He looks like, you know, I don't know.
I have another picture.
He looks like he's from Qatar.
Right there on the wall, there's another framed picture
and
of my boyfriend.
He doesn't
Messi.
Know this yet?
No, he's not aware that I'm his girlfriend.
Well, you're hot.
Except for the thousands of letters you've sent.
The bee poking outside of his window.
It's like the owls in Harry Potter coming through the mail chute. Oh, God.
I don't think he'd be fireplace.
No. Are you not sending pictures?
No. I think I'm old enough to be his mother, quite honestly. So it's probably gross at this point.
It's probably gross, yeah.
But I'm not taking the picture down.
I can't believe I just spit martini all the way across the table. That was really funny.
Clean up. It was rad.
I don't think you still answered the question, or if I even ask it, how long have you been at Josephine's?
I've been there for 3 years.
3 years.
Almost to the day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it's an anniversary?
Kind of.
Should we sing a song and have a cake? I don't know. Could you do
that?
Is that
good Irish? An Irish jig?
An Irish jig? So how come your name is different on Facebook than it is on, like, because you're not the same on Facebook.
Oh, that's my middle name.
Okay, so it's a little you to kind of be intriguing or like lose people.
No, I was just kind of trying to shed the old Facebook that got, you know, out of control. Yeah.
Oh, the one when you were a different person.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's like that moment when you're actually creating your Facebook page and you're like, do I really want to put my maiden name up there, Heidi? Oh, never mind, Lee. And then you do, and then you're going,
just put,
oh,
never mind.
Crap,
yeah.
Man. And you get the high school and the old college, and you're like, thank God they didn't have cell phones with cameras. And everyone was too poor to actually have a camera because then you had to develop the film.
Yeah.
And you're like, nah, I'll save that $20 for beer. So anyway, but we actually had such a great meal with you. It was so much fun.
That was a blast.
And
yeah.
We talked wine, and it was great.
Instant connection.
It was, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was, yeah.
It was really cool. I was seriously thinking you were going to, like, pull up a chair. Share dessert.
I would have.
I know. Well, you almost did. You just leaned against the post talking to us. It was great.
You didn't get down and do the server squat.
Oh, man.
No.
That TGI Fridays.
Yeah. The technical term.
Yeah. The old the groin
like,
stretch.
What can I get you?
It's the groin stretch.
Look what I got going on down
Morgan.
Here.
Yeah. That's the worst. It's the worst.
Oops, drop my pen.
They do that, and their face is just like level. It's like, ew.
If you're gonna do that, you better make me a balloon hat. That's what I'm gonna say.
Or wrap up my food in foil and make it look like a swan. Because that's classy.
Wait, that's actually one of our policies: is that you're not allowed to do that.
Make a swan out of aluminum foil.
Exactly.
Or
no,
the
aluminum foil swan. No aluminum foil origami.
Oh, okay.
No, the squat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Leveling.
Well, it's terrible.
Do you have that much fun with everybody?
No. Absolutely not.
Good.
Absolutely not.
Because I feel so special now.
No, you should.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, we had a great time. I mean, it's so different. I mean, sometimes you don't really want to integrate yourself with a, pardon my, I just don't like this word server. And
well,
just
it's
sit,
better
you know,
than
have
waitress.
Your, I guess. Or waiter.
I get called that on occasion.
A waitress?
Yeah.
Really?
So I'm just, I have no idea.
Is that when you don't wear the tie?
Are you a waitress? wearing fake beards. I wear a wig every once in a while.
Got to keep it exciting.
But you have a beard. That must be so confusing.
Variety is the spice of life.
It is. It is.
Are you our waitress?
Then I start asking people which way to the bathroom.
Must be a mini skirt. And the groin stretch. I don't know.
It's when you get them and go, like, are you okay? But there are those times when you really don't want to interact, or you know that you can't because they're stupid.
Very true.
Which happens a lot. I mean, seriously, this isn't rocket science. So, segueing in, when you find someone that knows their, then you're very, you're so much more comfortable. Especially even if you're not in the industry, if you're just a gourmand or, you know, a home gourmet, you really like your wines, and you actually were wonderful with the wine, and we need to talk about that later too. We were looking at rosés, and you had a very educated opinion on each one that we were looking at, and it was phenomenal. And that's so much fun because we both are really into that and into the food, and you taught us something. And when I go out to eat and I'm paying it, ka-ching, ticket item, mm-hmm. I want to learn and I want to be fed well, I want to be served well, and I want to, you know, interact on a level where I feel like you get it. And well, you did.
And that's everything I've learned has been learned in that respect through those interactions.
Yeah. And it's fun, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, I've learned what I know from talking with guests, you know?
Right. And it's, I mean, it's not like, you know, you can't Google it and go, oh, that must be right. You know, so you want to take whatever you learn with a grain of salt. Sure. But it's all about customer interaction and customer service, and that's what brings people back. In my mind, that's how I dine. If I come in and the meal's like, you know, someone's tired or hungover or whatever, or they're having a bad day, and my meat isn't cooked perfectly, but I have customer service that rocks my world, mm-hmm. definitely will come back every single time.
Absolutely. There's a lot of statistics that support
there are.
That.
There yeah. are. Yeah, mm-hmm. you bet. So we are going to wrap this up, our second segment. Can you believe it? Doesn't it go so fast?
Because you're amazing.
It's so fun! No, I'm not. I'm just a freak. So we'll be back, and we're going to do our soup of the week that we have from Jennifer Caraway here at Joy Bus Diner. We're with Colby Emerson of Josephine's in Flagstaff, Arizona. My Emily King is here by my side.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, she's
I'm still
Pokemon.
Here.
Pokemon.
I'm still here.
You are at 93.9 KWSS. This is Heidi Lee. You are into the soup.
How sick of my voice are you? It's almost over, folks. Don't worry. We've made it to our final segment with Chef Josh Hebert of Posh and most recently, Hot Noodle Cold Sake. And for those of you who don't understand my incredibly racist accent, the name of his new place is indeed Hot Noodles Cold Sake. Joshua has always been a great friend of the show, and truth be told, this is a little plug for his new place. You're welcome, Josh. But this is also one of my favorite segments we have ever recorded with him because he's so zen. Please write a book, Josh. We will sling it on intothesoup.com. Now settle into a lotus position, breathe, and listen to the wisdom of Chef Joshua Hebert.
There's nothing more zen in the world than if you can take the level of acceptance with where you are and who you are as a person and just look and say, like, this is beautiful. I am what I am. I can't change this. So why would you even think for a second to worry about
reducing my breast size?
You know, Popeye said it best, I am what I am.
I am what I am.
You know,
that's a very difficult place to reach in a life. Are you there at 40 years old?
Am I what?
Are you there? Hey, this is Heidi Lee. You're back to Into the Soup. Are you there at 40 accepting yourself, understanding it, taking it as is, and going, you know what? My life is freaking awesome, and I'm where I want to be. You know, we always have dreams. We have aspirations. We want to do more. But as far as yourself, cool with that?
Absolutely. I've never been happier. I've never loved my life more. And I'm not saying that because I've been fortunate in any way, any more so than anyone else. It's more that I wake up every day, I'm doing what I like, I'm surrounded by people that I like. I enjoy every aspect of things, and even difficult things. And when you have the opportunity to have the right perspective, and when you stare at life's challenges as something that will only make you better, and you truly believe that, and you, I mean, it's, you know, I've had conversations with people before, like, yeah, that's BS, man. You're just, like, saying something nice to get through. Like, no, I genuinely believe that. And when I do things like lose my temper, and when I, you know, lose my cool, I'm not happy with myself because I want...
I very rarely could see you losing your cool and losing your temper. I mean, we all do.
Right.
I do it more internally than I do externally.
Right.
And then I figure out a way to produce it externally so I'm not going volcano.
I just think, like, the object behind being Zen is to just be with, at one with everything. And I'm not saying I'm Buddhist. I'm not saying I have any observation on anything. God raised Catholic, Jewish, everything that could possibly be imagined. But why be something? Why worry about being something you're not? I can't think of anything that's a more negative emotion
and a waste of time.
And a waste of time.
That's so inspirational.
And a waste of time.
I love it.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, congratulations. You know, that's really it's really neat. And I feel that you said something about someone asked you a question about having a sweet tooth.
Oh, yes.
And what was your answer? Do you remember?
You
said something that's like, no, wine takes over too much for that.
Yeah, wine takes. I definitely don't have much of a sweet tooth.
Yeah, I don't either. So we're kindred spirits there.
Sure.
But as far as like being Zen and being comfortable in who you are and what you are, I'm damned close. And I feel extremely happy. And so it's so neat to find people that actually are there too.
It's the best part about getting older.
I know. It's so important for just your freaking psyche and for your family.
I think the moment that you stop trying to impress people and really just work within yourself,
you
impress yourself and everyone else sees the result too. Like, and it comes with every job that you could possibly have. Working with confidence promotes so much fanatical appreciation. I don't know. I sound like an idiot right now, but that's
no, you
like,
don't. You're just talking. We're having a conversation. This is what we do on Into the Soup. You know,
you're talking about something that might be more dear to my heart than food.
Maybe.
I mean, yeah.
You know, and it could be. And I think that you know, you and I were talking earlier, and I wanted you to express this for potential guests because sometimes people get freaked out and they're like, "Oh my God, I have to be on for an hour. How fast did this hour go for you, Joshua?"
Did we start five minutes ago?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. You and I have never had a problem talking in a group. That's
no, and I don't have a problem talking with anybody. It's just like what they need to know is all we want to do is tell your story.
I feel bad because we're like Sammy and ain't getting enough time in here.
Sammy can't read her acronyms.
Oh, maybe you should throw down another acronym.
Yeah, what was your
quick
last acronym?
Well, I have two more, and this one.
Okay, do this one.
This one made Mom almost pee her pants. Pompous, orderly, screaming heretics.
Well then.
Hello, politics.
Your mother and heretics. Hello. Hello.
Oh, wow.
Bosh. Pompous, orderly, screaming.
That was a ninja star of vocabulary in a way that no one could comprehend.
Well, I mean, those vocab lists have to go somewhere in life.
If it wasn't for the spelling bee and the vocabulary Nazis, we wouldn't know what to do with ourselves, would we?
Were you a spelling bee kid?
No, God.
No.
I almost got put in my spelling bee at school, but I lost on the word parachute.
Parachute? Really?
Parachute. I was like
eight. Won on the word coffee when
you know,
I was in fifth grade.
Speaking of coffee, so really? Mine was, my spelling bee loss was diuretic. And I tried to spell it like diarrhea. And add a T-I-C at the end.
See, if you would have asked, if parachute was my word, I would have been like P-A-I-R space A-C-H-U-T-E, parachute, parachute. Or that would, it could have also been like S-H-O-O-T at the end.
Spelling bees are almost like today made for you. I've got to do this really quick. I have to remind everyone, finally, we have the save the date for the CCAP Harvest Moon dinner, CCAP Harvest Moon feast on November 14th at Desert Foothills Farms. We'll be bringing you a lot more information as things progress. And we're very, very excited about it. And we're going to hit you up, Joshua.
Go
ahead.
Hang
out with Chaparral High School, be their mentor and all that.
Chaparral High School is like 5 minutes from where I grew up.
I know, and that's why we picked it for you.
Cool. I'm
so.
Which high school did you go to?
The high school that the high school that no other chef ever graduated from.
No.
Yeah.
I was the
only person in my graduating class who didn't even attempt to go to college.
Nice. Yeah.
You know, I was talking with Chris Osborne.
And you didn't
Chris
even
Osborne. I know Chris Osborne well.
I know. You went to school together.
Yeah.
And you went to Brophy.
Yep.
So that's a very interesting start for someone who became a chef.
Sure.
You have very educated parents. You didn't come from low-digit income. and you wanted to be a chef.
Very much so.
And the first thing I saw was in one of the interviews that I read about you was it was to, like, bring on ladies.
Which works.
Impressing women was definitely high on the priority chart, without a doubt.
Yeah. Okay. And but so, and did it work?
It did.
Well, and you eventually ended up with a very lovely wife. So.
Sure.
Married.
Happily married.
Married. So. But how long have you guys been married?
10 years in October.
Oh cool. Yeah. Right around your birthday?
Wow.
10 days after I turned 40.
Neat.
Holla.
Well, we're going to be here for that, and I think we need to do a live gig.
Done deal.
Did we even discuss our weekly what?
No. What is it? Hurry up.
Oh, jeez.
No, we have time.
Weekly what your whistle.
Weekly what the whistle is two things tonight. We have done a barrel-aged Manhattan that was in a previously used barrel of Negroni.
It's ridiculous.
And so it's got like, it's a Manhattan with just a little more bitterness to it.
And it's up.
It's my favorite drink, and it's done so nicely.
It's got us feeling the love. And then we also had a little splash of Kajoshu sake because we were talking about sakes, and I wanted to show a really unique sake. And so it's funny because it's aged in oak barrels for 8 years, and it's called Kajoshu, but I like it the most because it's spelled Kijoshu. And if I put a little E on the end of it, it's my
Joshua.
Name.
Joshua.
See? The Joshua.
A picture of that.
So.
Are you going to serve this at your new joint?
I may. This one's pretty expensive, so I'm not quite sure.
So it's only for those ballers out there.
Expensive cocktails with us.
You're welcome.
Delicious.
We love you very much.
As they would say in Japan,
yeah. We've been together for a long time. Samantha has one more acronym.
I think this one's the best. I think it perfectly describes posh. Pretty over-sophisticated, honestly.
Well, then.
Damn.
That's
Zing.
I consider that a compliment, especially coming from someone smart like you.
We give that the good old zoom, zoom, zoom.
Great.
Don't worry. I still really love this place.
She does. She does. And we will be back again and again. Do I have a couple more minutes?
Oh, yeah.
Do I need to clock myself out?
Sammy's next step is the New York Times Sunday crossword puzzle.
Oh,
I'm actually really not good at those.
No, I'm not good. Are you good at crossword puzzles?
I love crossword puzzles.
Oh, yeah. God. My father used to try to get me to do them. I hate crossword puzzles.
Yeah, like, I don't do that.
It infests
I can't
brain.
Spell. We already talked about that. I can't spell. There's no getting around.
No.
I just make pictures in those little boxes. Right.
Oh, God.
My grandpa was so good at them, and he had, like, all of the crossword puzzle dictionaries, too. They actually make those.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
No idea.
I ran into a beam the other day.
smack
right into it at Sips and Sweets. I was walking along and I was looking like to my right and I didn't even see it. It was black. The wall ahead of it was black. It's a steel beam and I hit it. Whack!
And wasn't the best part that you were kind of in a fishbowl just like this?
Yeah, pretty much. So all these people to the left of me that were like setting up saw it and they didn't go, "Are you okay?" They went, "Ooh." Because I hit it so hard. But luckily, I've got that, you know, talking about the change in your body thing. So I had the cushion to, like, you know, prevent my head from hitting it because everything in front of me, like, stopped me.
But I'll
tell you what, man, my knee hit that steel beam and it left a mark.
Is there, like, a little swelling?
Just a lot, yeah.
Just take, like, a frozen bag of peas out of the freezer.
Day. I know. It was the beginning of the day, and I was like, oh, my knee. Too old to have that kind of stuff hit me because it doesn't
go
away. I know. Yeah. Well, what? Pay attention to where I'm walking
pay
so I don't walk into a
steel beam. Well, you know, it just kind of like showed up out of nowhere.
Well, it kind of did because it was everywhere, but it was black and the wall behind it was black. So, you know, that's it. That's me. Anyway, thank you so much, my lovely friend.
Thank you for having me. I'm always stoked to be here.
Oh, I love you. You're so awesome.
You're the
best.
This
was a blast.
Yeah, we've had a lot of fun with you over the years, and we'll continue to do it, and we will be here at your 40th birthday party.
Can we get the count to count us out?
Yeah.
Do I need the count?
Are you done, Sammy? You don't have any more?
No, I'm good to go. I tried my best to be funny.
Okay. Well,
and you did a wonderful job. I'm not going to lie.
It was a great attempt, Sam.
Oh, keep you did well.
Thank you.
I thought it was great. You contributed. It was awesome. Joshua
Hebert.
From Posh and also from, what's your new joint?
Hot Noodles Cold Sake.
Hot Noodles Cold Sake. Emily King?
From nowhere.
Well, from,
from Phoenix.
From Phoenix.
Emily King from EmilyKing.com.
From Into the Soup. From Into the Soup, my rock and roll .com. Oh, all the things we posted up today. You can find the soup of the week. All the everything else is on Into the Soup
.com.
All right, count us out from five.
3, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, the count, 0.
You're into the soup.